what is this? Very simply, this is a money identifier called the iBill, I-B-I-L-L, money identifier, made by Orbit Research. This thing is so tiny. If you think about the size of a dollar bill, the short way, that's about the size of this. It's only slightly wider than that. So it just gives you enough space to get the bill inside. It has two buttons, one on either end of the device, and they work in conjunction or they work independent of one another. I have to say, I feel really lucky to have gotten one of these because I actually ordered it from four different places. They were all out, although they said like within a day they had them, and then they were all out. So I finally got one from Adaptive Information Systems, Roger Bem out in Wisconsin, who I have recommended before. I got the last one, and people are clamoring for these all over. They can't. Orbit Research is so behind. They are 3 months back ordered. They can't manufacture these fast enough. So they obviously underestimated the demand. I paid $111, including shipping. It costs, I think, $99. What does it do? It simply identifies money, and it does it in three ways. You can either have it speak, it will do tones, or it will vibrate. So it's great for deaf-blind users, because any other money identifier has always been speech-oriented. This is not very loud, and there's no way to connect it to a speaker. So I'm going to put in a bill, and I'm going to push the button.
20.
Could you hear that?
Yeah.
Now, you heard a beep initially, and that beep was just because it was scanning the bill. So the thing about this, with this, you have to put the bill straight into the slot. That takes some getting used to until you're accustomed to it. And you have to make sure that you don't have any of the corners bent, because then you'll get an error. But other than that, I have not seen this thing fail.
If it is an error, will it say error?
Yeah, it'll say error. It'll beep, and it'll say error. Now, I'm going to put the 20 back in.
I think you hold one of the buttons down, and push the other one.
I took it out. I'm going to put it back in. And now instead of hearing it say 20, it's going to go... Hear those high-pitched beeps? Two high-pitched beeps? That's the identification for a 20 if you wanted to hear the beeps instead of hearing the voice announce it. And then you can also change the volume. Like now the volume is much higher. Okay. If I put the 20 back in, you won't be able to hear this very well, but...
If you put it down on the table, you might be able to make it vibrate with the table.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Did you hear that? Okay, that's two long vibrations. And that's really all there is to it. There are three volume settings. It runs on a AAA battery, one AAA battery. They say the battery is supposed to last about a year. And if when the battery runs, you get a low battery warning, you get a couple of different ones. This comes, by the way, with a CD of some print instructions, and Roger created a set of Braille instructions.
There's also a manual on the CD, too.
And yeah, there is a manual on the CD in audio. And I'm going to put in another bill.
How much of the bill has to be inserted?
You insert it until it stops. Maybe a quarter of the bill goes in. I'm going to put it back on sound.
Error.
Yeah, error. I don't have a bill in there. If you don't have a bill in there, by the way, it just says error. But I'm going to put this next bill in. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
100. So it does indeed do 100.
I'm going to hear the beeps for that one.
There it goes. Did you hear it?
Yep.
Beep, 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 beep. So there's, it's very, this is actually Mecca's 100. So that's really all it is. That is how it works. That's what it is. It's all U.S. money only.
Does it have a keychain or anything like that?
It does not, and I wish it, there are two things.
It does have...
It has a little hole.
Yes,
it does have a tiny hole that you can thread something through. And the other thing is, it doesn't have a headphone.
But you don't need a headphone, though, really. I mean...
No, as long as you memorize the vibrations
or the beeps, you're
all set. It also, it's pretty smart. Like, as the battery gets lower, it will automatically modify how loud you can make it to hold on to the battery life longer. I mean, it's really pretty cool. So, like, a $1 bill, if you were doing it by something other than speech, it's by a single beep with a low pitch in tone mode or by a short pulse in vibration mode. It has indications for 2, 5, 10, 20, 50, and 100.